So it's Richard Warnock, the mayor-elect, town of Sundry.
Richard, where were you on election night, and how did you find out the news that you had won the election unofficially?
We had got together most of the candidates at a local restaurant in Sundry, and we just waited for the election results, which came in fairly late, and we're all excited when we got the news.
So you wind up winning the race there by about 100 votes over the next closest competitor. Again, three of you were running for mayor in Sundry. What do you think made the difference for you in the minds of voters?
I campaigned hard. I think that my platform was solid, and my years of experience was a definite benefit. I think the results showed that I'm a very big fan of Sundry, and they did support me, so that was really good news for me.
Yeah, and one more time for us to reiterate what your platform was going into the election.
Okay, so I based it on the town of Sundry, which was senior leadership for understanding the needs and desires of residents and entrepreneurs. So, again, I based it on understanding their needs and working towards the results of what we can afford without raising taxes.
Excellent. You obviously were a former councillor, now moving into the mayor's chair. You did have a couple of your incumbents make it back to council and a couple of new faces there. So, you know, what will be the first priority for you guys as you get to know each other?
There's a swearing-in ceremony and then the organizational meeting. And then hopefully we can take a look at what our 2022 brings. The budget is already set because the previous council had worked on a four-year budget with administration. So the 2022 budget is set, and we will work at looking at that, making sure that's still in line with what council wants, and then working at consensus within our group on our policy development. That's going to be a priority.
What does it mean to you to be the mayor of Sundry?
I love this town. My mom loved this town. I think there's so much more I can do in this term. And I think I wanted to do that to the best of my ability and try and get things to finalization. Our new wastewater treatment plant, our new passive recreation area, tourism development, year-round tourism development. I'm looking forward to completion of those projects with our work towards some kind of affordable housing within the next 4 years.
And the last one I have for you, Richard, is what was it like for you to be part of a mayor's race in Sundry in a strange time that we're living in here now during the COVID-19 pandemic?
I found it a lot more difficult, to be honest, than 4 years ago. There was a lot more protocols and things we had to be careful of. And we had to recognize people's spaces. I mean, we had to give them the space. We couldn't be pushy or whatever with our public. We had to respect their wishes, and I think that was important to get the message out, and I got that support.
Excellent. Anything else you wanted to add at this time?
I'm looking forward to liaison with other government. I'm looking forward to working with the county, the province of Alberta. There are issues, of course, COVID restrictions and all those kind of things that are difficult, and we just need to work together to try and get good solutions for our residents and our business owners here in Sundry. Thank you very much.